morning on 1340 WJOL.
Slocum in the morning. This 1340 WJOL. So last week, I found out that going before the Joliet Planning and Zoning Commission will be North Point once again. Eastgate Logistics. North Point, of course, the big controversial project that is moving full steam ahead. There is an organization still trying to stop it called StopNorthPoint.com, among others. We've seen lawsuits filed by Elwood, by Stop North Point, and by other groups, but still, North Point has a lot of momentum. And they also might have a lot more land in the very near future. I was given a tip last week that North Point is looking at anywhere between 800 to 900 more acres than their original plan. Think about that for a minute. 800 to 900 more acres, not quite doubling, but growing by, I don't know, we'll find out right now. Bob Fioretti is the legal, the lawyer for Stop North Point. Before we talk to Bob, I do want to let you know that I did reach out last week because I want to get both sides to present both sides to Tom George. He heads up this project for North Point for Eastgate. And I did send him a text message last week, still waiting to hear back from him because we'd like for him to come on and talk about their plan moving forward. So just to give you the fact that we are trying to talk with them as well. And as soon as they want to talk, we'll be happy to talk with them. But Stop North Point definitely wants to talk. Bob Fioretti, the attorney, is on the Turk Furniture Studio line. Bob, thanks for coming on. When did you first find out about these new 800 or 900 new acres?
I think essentially within the last 10 days to 2 weeks. Some of it was hidden in their approach, but it's very worrisome that all of a sudden they're adding over 900 new acres and a possible second bridge and new access. What else didn't North Point tell the citizens a year ago when we went through all these public hearings? I mean, at this point, it is now six times the size of Midway Airport, and how much larger will it grow? People ought to be concerned of the impact. Is it just 10 to 15,000 trucks a day now, or would it be more than that? And so we all have to be concerned, and the Planning Commission is going to be meeting on the 18th. There is some community outreach by North Point tonight, and on Wednesday night they're going to have some community meetings at 6:30 at Norwell Park Recreational Center. But everyone's concerned of their environment, of the quality of life in Joliet, and the Will County region should show up and ask the developer serious questions about the impact of the project and the environment on the Abraham Lincoln Cemetery, on roads, on farming. What will this do to the quality of life?
Yeah. Bob, the bridge situation, let's talk about that specifically for a moment. We know now that North Point has a tow into Joliet. They are now contiguous to Route 53 into the city of Joliet, so they can get across 53. But the bridge still in Elwood is not dead, is it?
No, it's not. And some people think, well, okay, now that they have done this, the bridge situation is over and done with. No, it's not. This may give North Point two access points at this stage to their property. And I think, again, the bridge situation, you got to keep putting the pressure on the governor to make sure that he doesn't approve the bridge and make sure the people's voices are heard down here in Will County.
So the Joliet proposal, I'm looking at a brand new map that has been put out by Stop North Point. And this map shows the footprint. And it used to be a size 10. Now it's about a size 17, Bob, of what all the property looks like from Manhattan Road and 53 all the way north up to Millsdale. Then it goes east and kind of, you know, weaves its way around. But eventually, even the property that they don't have right now, they'll be able to get their hands on, because you have some property, some pieces of land, Bob, that are surrounded now by North Point, and it has no value to the people that own it other than to sell it.
And they're forcing people to sell it because they're going to be surrounding them with this project. I mean, the project is almost 1,000 acres larger than when North Point came to the Elwood area and to the Will County. And it will have a devastating impact no matter how many bridges are built. The impact on I-80 and I-55 will be devastating, period. And those of us, and those, and probably everybody in your leader, in your listenership audience knows the amount of trucks that are out there right now are just going to be increased by 10 to 15,000 a day. So we really got to take some very careful steps here. And people need to show up at least at the Planning Commission on the 18th, voice their opposition. And it seems like the politicians are tone deaf. Virtually a year ago, in through the city council meetings, the planning commission meetings in Joliet, there were 99% opposition to this project, and the city council went ahead and voted for it. It's time to look at what our leaders are doing and the impact on the environment, on traffic, and where are the traffic studies? Where are the environmental studies? Are they going to be given at the last moment? People need to know. And again, this is sometimes we see this with developers. They lay out a little bit. They get their toe in the door, and before you know it, they're driving a bulldozer through that door.
Well, 900 more acres is a lot. I mean, we're looking at over, what, close to 2,300 acres. And then don't forget, too, the area just east of the Manhattan boundary line. They have an agreement with Joliet with Elwood through 2025. And when that boundary agreement expires, there's more land that can be gobbled up by North Point. So it's going to get even like, and you're right, Bob, it's going to get any bigger. When they first, you know, gave us the plan, that was the smallest it could possibly be.
Right. Again, it just keeps growing. If they have a master plan, we'll put it out there. Is this, will there be another agreement? Will there be more annexation of more property? Will there be more zoning of more property? I mean, if anybody looks at how the map is stated. I mean, it's spread out all over different areas and different portions. It is so, I don't know how to describe it. It is so bizarre. So when you look at the totality,
yeah, it's a big puzzle.
Of what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
So it's a Byzantine in its approach, and you know there's more to come.
You got it. Bob Fioretti is the attorney for Stop North Point. Thanks for your time and the information this morning. We appreciate it.
And make sure people go on a site for Stop North Point, sign the petition, and make sure we tell the governor no bridge, and to support the efforts not only on no bridge but in the court. And we're going to keep fighting for the people of Will County.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Bob Fioretti, the attorney again for Stop North Point. Tom George, open invitation for them to come on and talk about this new part of the story. Well, up to 800 to 900 new acres that will be added to the existing footprint of North Point. We'll put a map up on our website so y'all can see exactly what we're talking about and the proposal. It's 7:40.